It was a pleasure for Uganda to serve as the chair of the Committee on Victim Assistance and work together with colleagues from Italy, Slovenia, and Zambia. I would like to thank all states parties that have interacted with the committee this year and those that have submitted detailed reports concerning their victim assistance efforts. It was great to see an increase in reporting on victim assistance during this year, 2023, and we commend states parties for their efforts. These efforts are of increased importance as we enter the last year of implementation of the Oslo Action Plan. The progress reported by states parties is commendable, and in drawing our observations from the intersessional meetings, we are happy to see the following. There was steady progress in the application of an inclusive and integrated approach by the states parties when the planning or developing of relevant policies. There was also progress in ensuring a multi-sectoral approach to the implementation of victim assistance. We further observed enhanced synergies by states parties with the committee on the CRPD framework and other frameworks such as the SDGs and Rehabilitation 2030. There has been enhanced national efforts to strengthen dialogue between stakeholders on victim assistance, which were also observed. There was an increased reporting on efforts regarding the establishment and strengthening of centralized databases, among others. However, there have been challenges that remain to be addressed, such as ensuring access to and expanding services to rural areas and ensuring that more attention is placed on mental health and psychological support in victim assistance. We therefore invite states parties that have not submitted information on their victim assistance efforts to do so as soon as possible. I'm certain that the incoming members of the committee and the implementation support unit are ready to support your efforts in this regard. It is important that we continue sharing information on our efforts and challenges on victim assistance. And as per the committee mandate, the committee, with the support of the implementation unit, dedicated our efforts to assist states parties in implementing their victim assistance commitments. In so doing, we engaged with a number of victim assistance experts of states parties, and the committee continued to reach out to human rights bodies such as the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the Human Rights Council, the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the UN Secretary General's Special Envoy on Disability and Accessibility, as well as other international organizations such as the World Health Organization, to help raise awareness on victim assistance and to foster partnership and cooperation in favor of empowering mine victims. These synergies will continue to be extremely important and will be critical to achieving our aims. As we head towards the fifth review conference, it will be important to redouble our efforts to guarantee the rights of survivors and other persons with disabilities. Victim assistance is a process that continued and regular efforts to improve our understanding in conjunction with other relevant developments in disability rights, social and economic and health sectors is essential. The committee observed that states parties have been undertaking national efforts such as national dialogue to provide platforms for exchange of information, best practices and to harmonize activities in meeting the needs and rights of mine victims. These national dialogues need to continue. One of the milestones this year has been the third global conference on assistance to victims of antipersonnel mines and other explosive ordnance in a disability rights context, and that is greater inclusion. This was hosted by Cambodia last month in Phnom Penh and co-hosted by Germany with the support of the European Union. The global conference, which brought together experts, practitioners and decision makers from around the world for 3 days, offered us a chance to take stock of progress and to deliberate on ways that help to do more and to do better in realizing the rights of mine survivors and all other persons with disabilities. The participants have shared a wealth of advice, expert advice, which will continue to the future of victim assistance, including the forthcoming action plan of the convention. On behalf of the committee, I would like to thank the committee observers, the ICBL, the ICRC, and other key partners such as Humanity and Inclusion and others for their important role and for their support to state parties in implementing victim assistance provisions. And let me also conclude by expressing our gratitude to the Implementation Support Unit for their invaluable support to the committee and their expert support to state parties with victim assistance obligations. We also thank you, Mr. Excellency, Mr. President, for your leadership throughout the year. And while Uganda will not participate in the committee in 2024, we look forward to supporting the incoming presidency in our national capacity. Thank you very much, Mr. President.